so that the system can survive. To tell you the truth, we're killing everything that keeps us alive. You'll never know what you can do till you try.
Alrighty, that was Melvin Davis doing Double or Nothing off the CD called Melvin Davis, His Greatest Hits. And they're going to be playing tomorrow night at the Logger House with the Party Stompers and Wiley and the Checkmates. And that is going to be one awesome show. And I think they have some great deal on if you arrive early, you get a discount on your admission. So it's certainly a night you're going to want to get down there early and stake out a spot on the dance floor because it's going to be worth it. We're going to take an important break for just a couple of quick messages and get right into the live drive with guest host Melissa and Sean.
Jesse Passage.
Oh, I'm sorry. Jesse Passage on the live drive today. Here we go.
Online winter class registration is happening right now at Henry Ford Community College. Prepare yourself for the rapidly changing world and workplace. Log on to www.hfcc.edu to register. HFCC, your best choice, guaranteed.
What's more effective than a house alarm? More protective than a watchdog? And best of all, absolutely free. Questions. About to refinance your home or first-time home buyer? Asking questions is a powerful tool against predatory lenders, like...
Is this the actual interest rate?
Can you explain each of these fees?
For more questions that put predatory lenders on the run, call 800-222-FAIR. That's 800-222-3247. Or go to questionsprotect.org. Question everything. Protect your home. Brought to you by the National Fair Housing Alliance and the Ad Council.
They say America is a land of opportunity, where kids can grow up and become anything they want.
But for some of us, it's not so easy.
Today, one out of every six children in America lives in poverty.
That's almost 13 million of us.
That's almost 13 million of us.
Living below the poverty line.
The poverty line divides us all into those who have
and those who never have enough. Not enough food or medicine.
Or even a place to live. When you live in poverty, every day is hard.
But we don't want a handout. We want a way out.
A way out of poverty for me and my family.
For good.
This is America.
This is America. Together, we can do so much. Will you help?
Nearly 13 million children in America live below the poverty line. You can make a difference in more ways than you know. Go to PovertyUSA.org and get involved. A message from the Catholic Campaign for Human Development.
Good afternoon. This is the Motor Live Drive at 5. You might be hearing an unfamiliar voice right now. This is Melissa from the Midday Mix hosting this rendition of the Motor Live Drive at 5. Thanks so much for tuning in to WHFR Dearborn. We are broadcasting live from Henry Ford Community College in Dearborn, Michigan. You are listening on the web at www.whfr.fm and at 89.3 on the FM dial. We have a special guest in the studio today. We are talking with Jesse Passage, a singer-songwriter. Jesse, how are you today?
Very good, thank you.
Excellent. Do you have any anything you want to say, any background you want to get into before we get into the first tune?
Well, it's good to be back here. I'm back visiting originally from Dearborn Heights, Michigan. Now live in Chicago, been there for the last a little bit over a year. And played a lot around here for the last few years, and then moved out there to, explore other realms of playing music, and have been doing so, and have been recording an album with some friends out there up in Milwaukee and in Chicago that we're hoping to have done sometime a little bit after Christmas, maybe later winter, but that's pretty much the majority of what we've been doing there for the last few months, and we have came back here to play a show tomorrow in the local area, and I suppose... That's pretty much the best of the background I have for
myself.
That's
a little bit of background. Well, that show's going to take place tomorrow night at Little Dublin over in, is that Dearborn Heights, Jesse?
I believe it's Taylor.
Taylor, Michigan, very close to Dearborn Heights border, and it's right off Monroe. Just so you know where you're going to be going, if you'd like to check that out. Anyway, we're going to hear a track from Jesse right now. What are you going to play first, Jess?
This is a song. It's called Empty Sound. It's I suppose it's probably a fairly newer song. We're hoping to put this on the new album coming out, and it's one of my... One of my favorites, I suppose, right now.
All right, great. Let's hear it.
Okay.
Hey, 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 how does your smile look today? The trouble now is that you double down again. And every day I throw my whole life away, finding out how I can get back to you again. What are you smiling at? I'm just smiling back. What's the trouble here? I got a car but no way to steer. Oh, what are you laughing for? My whole life's a bore. And what's that empty sound? You don't make me proud. I made today file my mind away under E for excessively paranoid. It may be that way.
I'll get some sleep someday, instead of staying up late and thinking of all the things I can't afford. What are you smiling at? I'm just smiling back. What's the trouble here? I got a car but no way to steer. Oh, what are you laughing for? My whole life's a bore. And what's that empty sound? You don't make me proud. Hate love. What are you smiling at? I'm just smiling back. What's the trouble here? I got a car but no way to steer. Oh, what are you laughing for? My whole life's a bore. And what's that empty sound? You don't make me proud. Love, hate love, hate love.
That was Empty Sound from Jesse Passage right here on the only station that is making waves, WHFR.FM. This is the Motor Live Drive at 5, a different live band each and every Thursday at 5 p.m. Thanks so much for being here, Jesse.
Oh, thank you for having me.
Absolutely. I'd like to ask you a couple questions about where you started off with music, some of your influences, and what made you want to perform.
Well, I suppose that growing up, music was very big in the house. There wasn't a lot of musicians, but it always seemed very important to us, especially my father in particular, that he'd always had music going on, and it was a very loud affair, and it seemed to be the backdrop for everything that we did, for better or worse. And I hadn't really thought about performing music, or performing anything for that matter, until probably about 6 years ago, when a friend of mine gave me a guitar and told me that if I put strings on it, I could have the guitar, and kind of just kept going at it and fell in love with it and became quite obsessed with it. And music that, growing up, it was always a big part of my life, too. Everything from what my parents listened to and the Beatles, old bluegrass music and jazz music, to what was going on at the time, I suppose, as well. Old blues artists like Pat Petritus, he was a big influence in my career so far, I'd say. He had a song in particular that always struck a chord with me, was Coachman in the Sky. And just that his ability to emote so easily and to be himself is something that I thought would be, it could parlay myself into a better place, I think.
Would you say you have a musical idol, so to speak?
Well, that's tough to say. I think that on everybody's list of idols, if you get into music, I think that it should start with the Beatles, I suppose. I think anybody that can do it without becoming anybody other than themselves. I think that playing music for the right reason and being able to just be yourself and no walls up, let your guard down, and be able to play music that is truly you. And if the music can help you to be truly you, it's even better, I suppose.
Well, that's very interesting. What would you say that we should know about the song you're going to play next? Is there anything you think?
Well, this song's called The Second Song. I titled it after how I was counting seconds after something that had happened in my life. I suppose it'd be losing somebody. And it's kind of a retrospect on what I should have been thinking, or what I'd hoped that maybe they were thinking, but turns out they really weren't.
Well, you are listening to WHFR, and right now we're going to hear The Second Song on the Motor Live Drive at 5. It's Thursday, 5:13, right here on WHFR.FM. Thanks so much for listening. This is Jesse Passage and Second Song.
Mm-hmm. I walked right away from you. I never took the time to relax and enjoy your whole point of view. And how do you forget all the lovely things I did for you? It's right in your head, along with all the things you forgot to do. I tried again, and this is where I'm at. Well, that first mistake, I self-medicate when I'm losing you. Another vice, that'd be nice. That's exactly what I need to do. And how do you forget all the lovely things I did for you? It's right in your head, along with all the things you forgot to do. I tried again, and this is where I'm at. It feels so cold and low now that you won't try for me. You lied to me. I tried again, and this is where I'm at. You've got your plans ready for your dinner. Oh, now haven't you? You're ready to feast on my soul, holding tight to your fork and spoon. But how do you forget all the lovely things I did for you? It's right in your head, along with all the things you forgot to do. I tried again, and this is where I'm at. It feels so cold and low now. Oh, that you won't try for me. You lied to me. I tried again, and this is where I'm at. Oh, this is where I'm at. How did I forget all the lovely things you did for me? It's right in my head, along with all the things I forgot to be. And how did I forget all the special things you meant to me? I tried again, and this is where I'm at.
Thanks a lot, Jesse.
Thank you.
That was a great tune. That was the second song. This is Jesse Passage on the Motor Live Drive at 5. I am Melissa, your guest host. Thanks so much for having me. This is WHFR.FM. We are the only station that is making waves. I was just wondering, Jesse, you just mentioned in that last break how you have you moved to Chicago, and I was just wondering how long you've been there?
I've been there just about over a year now, I guess.
Was there a particular reason for you making that venture?
Well, I think that I don't think that anybody loves talking about it, but I don't think things are going the way a lot of people planned around here as far as making money, being secure in the money that they are making, and unfortunately, I think a lot of the venues and the clubs around here suffer from that. A lot of the nightlife gets cut out first because let's face it, a lot of people like to stay at home to save that money these days. So, going out to Chicago seemed to be a bit of a better option for me at the time.
Do you feel like it's had a positive influence?
I think change in general is a positive influence. I think especially for a songwriter. I think it's awfully easy for, speaking for myself, of course, I think it's awfully easy for me to fall into a rut or do the same thing over and over again. And a change of scenery has certainly brighten my attitude towards doing things that are differently and taking in other influences, of course, too, and finding out, I guess, what more my influences were without even knowing, just playing somewhere else and being somewhere where influences are different in general.
Do you find that there's a way that your writing and your music and your lyrics have changed since you've made that venture?
Well, I guess it's hard to say if it's myself evolving as a songwriter, which I hope is always happening, but I think that the change of surroundings has got me looking at things in more of a looking back kind of way, too. I think writing about home in a more positive way. I think everybody's always trying to get out of where they're from, and then when they get out of there, they look back at it like it's a very, they romanticize it a lot. And
yeah, that's true.
I feel like nowadays, I look back at home as it's a much better place than maybe I thought it was when I was here, and that probably shows in my writing.
That's probably very true. Have you found some venues in Chicago kind of welcoming to you?
Yeah, definitely. There's a great community of people out there. There's a lot of great musicians, and they form a great community around certain venues. A lot of places that that would go under the radar, I think, in a place like Detroit, where there's just smaller venues, art galleries, and that kind of thing. That the busy downtown areas may not be flourishing as much around here, and that seems to be a little bit more abundant than around this area right now.
Have you found yourself a favorite venue to play in Chicago, or are you completely open to all of them?
I'm very open to it, yeah. I mean, I guess I enjoy the art galleries and the lower, not necessarily the big bars and the big screaming places as much, but I enjoy that too. I'm pretty much open to play for anybody who's willing to listen whenever.
That's the greatest news ever. Well, let's get into another song right here in a second. What's it going to be, do you think?
It's a song called Darlin'. It's, I guess, speaking of influences that I forgot to mention, a lot of Motown and old soul singers were some people that I always loved a lot, especially when I was a kid. It seemed like it was just second nature for people around here to listen to that kind of stuff. And since I've been in Chicago, it seems like that's something that's been embedded into me, and I don't think I really knew it until I got there. And maybe I'm trying to embrace that a little bit now.
All right, Jesse. Well, this song's called Darlin', correct?
Yes.
Well, here we go with Jesse Passage and Darlin' right here on WHFR.FM.
I'm done with you, darling. Like everyone before me was from the start. And you smile, unaware of how much you're harming. All the honesty I had in my heart. I'm alone and euphoric. I have only you to thank for it. I would say hello to happiness, but it's the same as saying goodbye to you. And now I'm gone and away from you, darling. Open my eyes to a brighter night, and I smile now that you're no longer harming. All the love I keep deep inside. I'm alone and euphoric. I have only you to thank for it. I would say hello to happiness, but it's the same as saying goodbye to you. Holding your hand, I'm done with you, darling. Like
that you're harming. All the honesty I had in my heart. I'm alone and euphoric. I have only you to thank for it. I would say hello to happiness, but it's the same as saying goodbye to you. It's the same as saying good. It's the same as saying good. Lord, it's the same as saying good. Goodbye to you.
That's Darlin' by Jesse Passage right here on the only station making waves, WHFR.FM. Thanks a lot, Jesse. That was awesome. I haven't heard that one before. Is that a newer tune?
I'm going to have to let you go.
Pretty new. It's a newer song, the last probably a few months or so, something that I'm enjoying right now.
Are you collaborating with anyone right now, or are you kind of just working solo?
Well, we're doing the record that we're doing right now is with a few friends from Chicago. And it's going to be, for the most part, a band effort on the record. But I think there's going to be elements of the solo stuff and the band as much, too. I think it's probably pretty close to me to still play a lot of solo music, too.
Are you guys just going to kind of collaborate on the Jesse Passage project? Are you guys going to become a band and go by a different name? Or how's that going to work?
I'm not really good at naming things. I have a really tough time naming songs. And an even tougher time naming bands. So at this point, we're kind of just going under my name, and I'm sure we will be playing some shows in support of the record here in Detroit, Chicago, and other places. But as far as the name goes, if something comes, I'm sure we'll grab it and hold on to it, but until then, we'll probably just stick with the name.
Would you say you've had pretty good luck with your collaborators, or kind of half and half? Or
yeah, I think so. I think that I'm fortunate enough to have met a lot of really good people out there, and a lot of people that are very driven with music and have a lot of ideas. And I know that there's some band leaders out there that are more for the dictator type role, and I'm not so much. I have a lot of ideas, and the final word, I imagine, I like to have, but when other people bring up things with music, I think that even if it's not their idea that I use, it may bring out an idea in myself that the whole creative process just it unfolds with that. I think a lot better.
Well, that's all good stuff. It's good news. It's nice to be able to find people that you're comfortable with and that's good to perform with. That being said, you are listening to Motor Live Drive at 5 right here on WHFR. You are listening to Jesse Passage right now, singer-songwriter, folkish music from right here in Dearborn Heights and sometimes Chicago, Illinois. I also wanted to ask you, based on the soulfulness of that song, are there any serious influences for you that are really, really important that you, really have a derivative from?
Well, I mean, that song in particular was a moment where I was listening to, and still am, I guess always have been, and I will be forever, I promise. I'll always listen to Otis Redding. I think I think he's one of the most raw, amazing singers that will ever be. He pretty much personifies what I was talking about earlier, in that when you hear him, you just, when he's sad, you want to cry, and when he's happy, you want to dance, and it's that kind of thing is amazing. I'm not much of a dancer, but somewhere in my mind, I'm dancing, I guess. But I think that kind of Otis Redding, anywhere from Otis Redding to Paul Simon to Thelonious Monk, anything gives me ideas that if I'm loving the music, it's going to come out through me as me anyway. So as much as I may try to say I'm going to write a song like Otis Redding, Lord knows nobody ever will, and it'll just end up sounding like me, I suppose.
Well, that's nice. That's a nice little analogy there.
Yeah, well, I mean, you can't. People try, and people try very hard to not be themselves. And I think that in the end, being yourself is inevitable, and it shows and it shines through no matter what.
I think that's one of the greatest things about you, and you're definitely shining. Yeah. Do you want to let us know what we're going to hear next one?
Yeah, this song is a song called Bold. Because it's I'm terrible at naming songs, like I said, and I say that in the song. It's kind of like an effort to write an upbeat song of somewhat of the same genre that I was speaking of, somewhere in the soul folk area. And it's another favorite of mine now.
All right, well, here we go with Jesse Passage live on Motor Live Drive at 5 with Bold on WHFR.
Am I bold? Or am I too bold to ask you for your hand? Even though you have a man, I need you money. And I'm tired. Oh, Lord knows I'm tired of living my life without having you by my side. I need you, honey. I'll cover your eyes, I'll be there in the morning. I know it's not right, but if you know me, I love you without warning. Well, I hurt, you all know I hurt, to see you holding hands with that other man here. And you pray that someday I'll find another girl who makes my world the way you do. So cover your eyes, I'll be there in the morning. I know it's not a rhyme, but if you know me, you'll see me in the morning. Well, oh my, 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 I cannot take this alone. And all of my nights are spending here all cold alone. I'm taking my time on this one and sharing my love with you all. Know that it's true. Well, I know you're the one. I knew it from the day I saw your face, honey. So stay, oh please won't you stay. Stay by my side, let's do this for life, honey. Now open your eyes, it's finally morning. It's finally time that you know me. I'm coming with love swarming. Well, oh my, 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 I cannot take this alone. I'm beating my mind with the pain that is now long gone. I'm singing a happier song. You're sitting here by me, love. I'm glad that it's true. No, no. So am I bold? Or am I too bold? Ask you for your hand, even though you have a man. I love you, honey.
Woo! That track was called Bold from Jesse Passage right here on WHFR.FM. I am Melissa, and you are listening to the Motor Live Drive at 5 right here on the only station that is making waves, WHFR.FM. Jesse, that's great. I'm so glad you're here today. About 5:32, we have a half hour left. If you want to get a water sippy in, I'm just going to throw a couple more questions at you if you don't mind.
You got it.
All right. I was just wondering, basically, like, what kind of zone you get in when you're set out to write a new song? Like, what are you usually drawing from for inspiration?
Well, I'd like to say that I sit down and write a song in whatever vein I want to, but that's never really true. I think that before I wrote songs, I wrote a lot anyways, and I seemed to, write a lot when it came to me, when I needed to get things off my chest. And I think that's very similar with how I'm writing songs. And sometimes you get that moment where you wish you weren't working, or you wish you weren't anywhere that you are other than with your guitar, and you get the chance to write a song. But I guess the place that I come from is usually varied. Wherever mood I'm in, whatever's pushing me at the moment, and I lose myself in playing music, and it kind of just comes to me for the most part with the idea, and then I sit down later and try to work out the lyrics the best I can.
So would you say there's a typical time of day that you like to write, or do you, if something comes to you during the day, do you kind of just write it down maybe in notes and think about it later, or you just kind of fly by the seat of your pants? What's the deal?
I'm a firm believer for myself that if it doesn't stick, then I probably won't use it anyways. So I think about things during the day. I think about things at all hours of the night, and if I'm not with my guitar or if I'm not with any other instrument that I can write with, if it doesn't stick with me when I get there, I usually don't use it. And sometimes I take some notes down and I think of some things, but there's never that moment like the moment. And when you think of something to write about and it hits you, that's the moment you want to capture. I mean, that's the moment that you're constantly trying to capture and portray to the people that are kind enough to listen to your music, I think. And so that moment, I prefer, and the nighttime, I'm a night guy. So in the nighttime, once the winter months come around and it gets dark a little earlier and I get my nightlife habits out earlier, I tend to feel a little bit better about writing at night. But that's not to say that I haven't written songs that I really enjoy during the day either.
Right, right. Well, would you say, I mean, you just mentioned your guitar or any other instrument you happen to be around. What else do you play besides guitar?
I play a bit of piano. I like, as far as writing, I would stick to probably the piano a bit or guitar mostly. But I love playing any instrument I can get my hands on. I love to play drums. I hope one day to be a better drummer than I am and maybe play in a hard rock band because that's what I like to play on the drums, I suppose. But anything. I enjoy playing the mandolin, the drums a lot. The drums are the closest I'll ever get to dancing, so I think that's probably one of my favorite instrument to play other than guitar, I think.
Yeah, I was going to ask you if you ever dabbled in any other stringed instruments, but you already said the mandolin. Have you thought about any, like, harps or any other sort? Or if it was in front of you, you'd try it, right?
I think of myself as an angel, but I've never worked on a harp before.
yes, that's right. We're going to hear another tune. What's it going to be?
This song is called Margaret, and from what I understand, it's very appropriate.
We're excited. Let's hear Margaret from Jesse Passage right here on WHFR Motor Live Drive at 5. Thanks for listening.
I come to you to see what's wrong. You tell me nothing and then carry on with what's really wrong. Think of you like the earth. You see the sun and then turn away. Afraid your feelings will show. And I think of my life like an urn. My body burns up and my soul flies away. Every day you are gone. You say nothing is wrong. Life goes on and on and on. And I swear I'll do my best to give you more of my time. I love you more than the rest. I know I snapped on you, but I try. But never get. Well, life goes on and on and on. This happens most every night. My eyes are open and my heart feels so tight. I wish that I was home. Now I hope this is the worst. Every word you say, my head starts to hurt. I know that I was wrong. But now you're hoping for the best. Another night of this and I will lose my head. I wish that you were wrong. But I still sing this song. Well, life goes on and on and on. I swear I'll do my best
of my time, time, time. I love you more than the rest. I know I snapped on you, but I tried, tried, tried. We'll never get. Well, life goes on and on and on.
Song was called Margaret by Jesse Passage right here on WHFR's Motor Live Drive at 5. I'm your host, Melissa, here with Jesse Passage today. Thanks so much for joining us, Jesse. You having fun in there?
I'm having the time of my life.
Cool. I can see you now. See, you can see me.
Eyes. I feel alone in a booth. I'm like a field study.
You are. I have a couple questions to ask you. I'm just wondering about how you got to become known as a musician. I know you're like kind of a popular guy, you know, you got some friends to listen to your tunes and stuff, and you're like, come out and see me play at this solo acoustic deal. But now it's kind of actually proceeded to grow, and I just wondered if you'd talk a little bit about that.
Well, I mean, I guess one of the things that always kind of bugs me a bit is when an artist says they don't want anybody to like what they do. They don't care about that. And I think that if you're trying to make a career out of it, and I think that, I guess, I don't know if I'm trying to make a career out of it, but it would beat anything else if I could do that. And I'm appreciative that people like it. And at first, I guess it was just our friends that would listen, which they still do, and that's amazing. I mean, your friends are going to be the most important thing you'll have outside of your family, I suppose, your whole life. So if your friends listen, that's great. But the deal and the hope is to get other people to listen too. And if you can get your word out there as much as you can, and I want to be able to speak to people in their language and get my point across. And I think that if I can do that, it's to make it somewhat appealing or accessible to them in some general sense. And I'm a fan of pop music, and I know that has a very bad connotation these days with pop music, but I don't care. And I'm writing these songs, and I enjoy catchy music as long as it has substance in it and as long as it means something to whoever's writing it. So if I can reach out to people with that, in that way, I that would be a mission accomplished.
Would you say you have a favorite latest pop song, if I can dig for a second?
Man, I will listen. I will listen to anything, pretty much. I'm pretty open, and I don't know if I have a favorite song right now, but I hear a lot of Lady Gaga around, and those songs, they're infectious. And whether or not they're important to people, in the sense that where they were as important to people as Paul Simon was or Simon and Garfunkel was back in the day, or you know, that's we'll find out later. But if it's important enough to get you through the day, and it makes you laugh or it makes you happy, then I say go for it. And I'll listen to pretty much anything with a smile and and laugh about it if I think it's funny and enjoy it and still in the same way.
Well, that being said, I was just kind of curious what you think and what you think that helped about these internet networking sites contributing to the fact that a lot of people have heard your music. Like, based on a couple, I don't know if I can name them or not, but you know what I'm saying. Just having those kind of websites for yourself, if you think that has made an impact on the amount of people that get to listen to your music. Someone's like, go to this website, you can hear this, and you're going to enjoy it, and I enjoy it, and just take a listen.
Yeah, I think, without a doubt, it helps. I mean, if you can reach out to a bigger audience, it always helps. I mean, it's kind of a double-edged sword there in that it floods the market then too, because anybody can get their music out there, and you're battling over the same turf, so to speak. And if you flood the market with anything, you got to hope that there's people out there that are going to search for music that they really like, and not just be deterred by the fact that there's millions of people out there doing the same thing. Now, that being said, you wouldn't be able to get people to listen to your music if, say, you're from Detroit in California without the internet, and that helps a lot. And if you can do as much personal footwork as you can to get that out to people, to talk to your friends that come out and listen to you play and try to and see if they can help you out and tell people, word of mouth still works. And if they can listen to it online, it's certainly a big help. Online's a big help to get anything online.
That's absolutely right. And just so you know, Jesse's got a show tomorrow night at Little Dublin over in Taylor, not too far from the Dearborn Heights border. It's right off Monroe, correct?
Yes, it's on
Monroe.
It's on Monroe, near Van Bourne, near the corner there.
Right, it's over there. So Jesse's going to be playing tomorrow night with a buddy of yours, correct?
Yes, he has a good friend of mine, Ryan Liddell, who I've known for a very long time, and he was actually in my old band when I used to play out here and when I lived here, and we played shows together for a few years now. He's also a great songwriter. You should check him out if you get the chance on that online we just mentioned.
What's to be expected tomorrow night? Are you guys going to play solo? Are you going to play together? Are you going to do both?
Well, we in our history, we've played a lot together on a few songs. I think tomorrow there's always a chance of anything happening. I think it will be an amazing time. We'll all have a lot of fun tomorrow night. As far as what we'll be playing together, I think we'll probably we'll play it by ear and see what we can do.
9 o'clock show?
It's show starts at 10 o'clock.
All right.
That's the right time. So come on in a little bit before if you can make it out. And I think that should be a nice busy night and good time.
All right. Well, provided we don't chat too much, we might have room for two more songs. So let's hear one right now. What do you feel like playing, Jeff?
Well, this song is a song called Top of the Water. Excuse my tuning. And it's a song that I wrote a few years ago. It's probably the oldest song I'll play today. And it was a song that I talked to a friend of mine, and we were talking about how the 12-step programs have helped a lot of people. And so we made a bet that maybe we can make a 4-step program to beat depression.
All right, here's Top the Water, Jesse Passage, on Motor Live Drive at 5.
Top of the water, come on, come on, come on. Will you sink, will you drink all the water, come on. How's the weather at the top of the water, come on, come on, come on. I'm feeling like I am wrong. I'm seeing paradise wrong. I'm twiddling thumbs, but my mind won't beat it back, and no, it won't. And you smile some, depression he won. Now I know we can get back from one. You say that you're mine, I'll be there in time. I'll cross my legs, my heart, my mind. I told you you're right, I'll be there in my mind. Oh, but you won't stop trying, yeah. Will you float to the top of the water? Come on, come on, come on. Will you sink? Will you drink all the water? Come on. How's the weather at the top of the water? Come on, come on, come on. I'm feeling like I am wrong. I know now life, it may push you down, it may make you frown, or even though the whole world like a clown, but you can't let that win, cause then where do you begin if you don't pick up where you left off? So you say that you're mine, I'll be there in time. I'll cross my legs, my heart, my mind. I told you you're right, I'll be there in my mind. But you won't stop trying. Will you float to the top of the water? Come on, come on, come on. Will you sink? Will you drink all the water? Come on. How's the
how's the weather at the top of the water? Come on, come on, come on. I get the feeling I'm wrong, so wrong now. So wrong now, wrong now, wrong. So wrong now, wrong now, wrong. Top of the water, come on.
Thanks a lot, Jesse. What was the name of that track again? I'm sorry, I kept you muted. I don't know why. What was the name of that track?
That song is called Top of the Water.
I like that song a lot. I've always liked that song. I can't believe it's been a while since I've actually heard that song. Thanks a lot. That's totally awesome. I was wondering if I could ask you a couple questions about your guitar. If you have more than one, what's your favorite?
Well,
make, model, strings.
I'm gonna push for endorsements now, so I don't have to pay for anything. I guess I really just have the one guitar now. I've gone through a lot of guitars. I had extra guitars, and it just kind of seemed like almost pointless to me. Writing on this guitar and just playing this guitar is the best feeling I've had through playing any instrument at all. And I've had it almost for the majority of the time that I've been playing guitar now. And every time I pick up another one, it's the only one I like.
What's that sticker you have on there that I can kind of see there?
Oh, that is an old English D from Detroit, in which seems to be usual out here and gets me in a lot of trouble in Chicago.
Oh, what, you're not a White Sox fan?
I am not a White Sox fan. I am not.
That's hilarious. Speaking of Chicago, how often, how frequently have you come back to town? Like, how frequently do you plan on being in the Detroit area?
Well, I imagine as frequently as possible. I mean, I certainly didn't move away from the people here, and I want to keep in touch with everybody here as much as I can. And fortunately for me, it's very close, and a lot of people travel to Chicago from Detroit quite often, too. So as often as I can, you know, I still try to play shows here when I can. And, so I guess as often as I can.
I was just wondering what your take is on the difference between Detroit and Chicago. I mean, you've said that people are open, people are different, but have you noticed anything else about the scene, so
well,
to speak?
I mean, I guess, you know, Detroit in general seems to be the actual city of Detroit. I spent a lot of time in the Ann Arbor, Ypsilanti area when I was out here, and that was a majority of the, I guess, if there was a scene that I was involved in, it was mostly out in that area that seemed to be leaning towards more of the style of music that I was into. There seems to be a lot of hard rock in Detroit and hip hop and that stuff, and that's fine, that's great. A lot of stuff that I listen to still, but obviously, clearly, nothing I play. And in Chicago, it's just a very big city. And, you know, I mean, it doesn't seem to me to be pigeonholed into any one genre of music or any one area that that they need you to have to fall into. And the friends that I play with, of course, there's a lot of singer-songwriters that I really enjoy and that I get lumped in with as friends and to play with. But I think that a lot of the musicians also that I become friends with and go out to check out don't play anything like what I play either. And I think that it's a little bit more of a potpourri out there as opposed to being a little bit more less general here.
Yeah, I think that's a pretty positive thing. I mean, considering it's not nice to be put in a box, so
no,
to speak.
No, absolutely not. I think that, you know, if you like all kinds of music, you don't have to limit yourself on what you write. And I think that there's far too much priority set on being a part of a certain genre or having a certain direction on a record that you want to play. And I think that everybody is with, in the last 20 years, I think music has gone away from that a lot anyways. And genres mix and people mix as far as their interests. Clubs, you know, from night to night might change styles of music too. And I think that's really important for people to grow in general, let alone just being a musician.
Do you have a favorite venue around here that you like to play?
Well, I mean, to be honest with you, a venue, since I left, I don't know if it was my fault or not, but it seems like a lot of places are closing.
Oh, and, I doubt it.
There was a venue in Ypsilanti that'll remain in my heart forever. That was called TC Speakeasy, and that was the epitome of a community there. And it was the place that really taught me that being a part of a community of musicians is important, and to have that support from the musicians itself, because I think the struggling musician philosophy or the mentality can leave you pretty cold and outside alone sometimes, and other people that aren't doing that may not understand. And if you have those people around you that do understand and are always fighting with you, you tend to just forget about that stuff that you don't have in order to create what you love.
That sounds about right.
Yeah, I hope I like to be right. I like to be right.
Right. Okay. I mean, you're just you. But yeah, anyway,
absolutely.
That being said, Jesse Passage performing tomorrow night at that place over on Monroe. It's called Little Dublin. Show at 10. So, if you feel like checking that out, check that out. Jesse Passage, Ryan Liddell, tomorrow night. Anyway, we're going to...
Can I mention real quick, too, that I will have... I don't know if I'll be playing with Ryan Liddell for sure or not, but a good friend of mine, Danny Label, will be playing a few songs with me tomorrow. So make sure... you can check him out as well.
Absolutely. On that note, I was just wondering if you have any last words. I'd like to thank you so much for being our guest on this special kind of midday mix edition of the Motor Live Drive at 5. I really appreciate you being here. So do all of us here at WHFR. Anything else you think we should know that we haven't touched on? We've got a few minutes left. We're going to end with a tune. So if there's anything else you'd like to say, just feel free.
I am. My favorite color is brown.
Mine too.
I like that a lot because I like to remain under the radar. And that's about it. I thank everybody for listening, and thank you guys all for having me.
All righty. Well, what's this last tune we're going to hear?
This song is called Swallow the Pills.
All righty.
Just swallow the pills. It'll cheer you up. Lying there on the bathroom floor, just asking for more. You need no more. Oh, what else is there left to say? I walked away. Oh, it'll cheer you up. Well, you could lie sometimes. You should try sometimes. Picking problems from a tree. And your heart seems ripe to me. You'll never see, but her attitude leaves much to be. Your answers can't all come from a cup, just swallow the pills. Oh, it'll cheer you up. No, well, you should try sometimes.
and you could lie. Sometimes picking problems from a tree. And your heart seems ripe to me.
Throughout the land to host the jump button, home of dork cheek video game music and stuff on WHFR FM.
Rob with two B's. The jump button's awesome, his show is the best. Putting other radio shows to the test. He made his name playing songs.